Senator Jamison Greer. The committee has received your written testimony and it will be made part of the formal hearing record. Ambassador Greer, you have 5 minutes to deliver your remarks and you may begin when you're ready.
Thank you, Chairman Smith and Ranking Member Neal. It's good to be here today. It's been a busy year. I'm looking forward to discussing how President Trump's trade policies bring fruit for American workers. I note your comments on the submission of the testimony and assure you that we take that quite seriously and we'll ensure that that won't happen again, so thank you. As you know, President Trump inherited the largest trade deficit in human history, $1.2 trillion annually. Between 2020 and 2024, the last year of the Biden administration, the U.S. trade deficit in goods increased by over 40%. The trade deficit worsened every year by an average of nearly 8% during that period. The result was a trade and domestic production picture that was moving in the wrong direction for American workers. Business sentiment for manufacturing had cratered, wallowing at negative 6 or 7% for much of President Biden's last 2 years in office. After initial recovery from the COVID-19 crisis, manufacturing jobs under President Biden dropped from 12.9 million in January 2023 to 12.67 million in January 2025, a loss of 230,000 manufacturing jobs in just 2 years under President Biden. Our supply chain risks also grew as critical production remained reliant on foreign sources or moved offshore. With the loss of domestic production, especially for food, prices remained high. Consider that in just 4 years, President Trump's first-term agricultural trade surplus had been replaced under Biden by the largest agricultural trade deficit in U.S. history. These circumstances arising from our trade deficit and more broadly our current account deficit represent a national emergency. And it's an emergency that Congress has recognized for decades.